Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, what's shaking? We have Dylan and Daisy Ewing to the right of me. I think they're on my side. They're on the right. These are not only elite graduates, but a couple of our Millionaire Mastermind members and really just frankly cool people. So you probably see, I don't know if Daisy's more or Dylan's more, but they're around the Cleaning Nation community. And I'm always wanting to, you know, it's one thing when I yap and yap about how to do stuff and how not to do stuff. It is so much more fun when we got smart people that are actually in the field, kicking butt, taking names as we speak. Telling you to do stuff. Plus I get a break as opposed to yelling at you. We'll let them yell for 10 seconds. So first and foremost, why don't you guys introduce yourselves, your company, give us a little background, and then we'll just dive into what makes you great.
I'm Daisy.
Hey, I'm Dylan.
So for those of you that were confused, like when he said Daisy and Dylan, who's who? Daisy's the slightly smaller, better looking, tanner one to the left, and Dylan's the opposite of all those things on the right. So tell us about your business, residential, commercial, whatever you want to share, just to give the kids at home a chance to get to know you.
So we both kind of met in Las Vegas and came out to visit family on the East Coast, and ended up witnessing some people cleaning, and decided to just dive in. And that was back in 2012, and we were about to throw in the ringer, and maybe not really, but felt like it.
And so we're here in Delaware. We're doing residential, all residentials now, thanks to you, Mike.
Yeah. Well, let's dive into that. So you started 2012. When did, I should know this, it feels like a year or two, but when did we meet? When did we have our first conversation?
So what ended up happening with us was we were on our way to Florida and...
Hold on. They're very important. They've got another call. Maybe they might want to take it instead. I don't know. Let's see.
What's going on with that?
Is that a call?
Oh my gosh.
We've got people live going. Is this how this works? Yep. This is how we do it. Oh, wait a second. Hold on. Jason Johnson is on the call in our Millionaire Mastermind thing yesterday. I don't know if they get going, but it is... I don't think we've ever had another Skype call come in.
I don't know why it's ringing.
Or how to make it stop. It seems to have been ringing for quite a while.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, I don't know how to shut this off without shutting down Skype. Tell whoever's calling you.
Can you hear me?
Let's see if I can mute you guys.
We're having a little bit of technical difficulties here.
All right, I would mute you while I talk, but I have no idea how to mute this scenario. As a guest, I don't know if I have the power to shoot my friends. But Jason, wait, hold on, audio.
Why is it ringing?
I guess we could live try and have you guys leave and call back. I'm not sure if I've tried that before.
Oh my heavens.
Hey, Andrew, good to see you. Desiree, good to have you.
Oh, yes.
Looks like they got it. So, either that or they muted themselves. All right, so Jason is on the call. Hey, Andrew, good to see you, buddy. Jason's on the call. He's another one of our Millionaire Mastermind folks. And on our Millionaire Mastermind call yesterday, he said he was going to be on a bid job walkthrough. And I offered him fine steaks and appetizers if he would be here on the call with us to support his fellow Millionaire Mastermind members, Dylan and Dave. And he's here. So the limit is 10 minutes. So, or the, not the limit, the minimum. So I might owe Jason $100 worth of steaks at Mastro's when he comes down. But John, welcome. Jenny, welcome. Desiree, welcome. Andrew, good to have you. All my elite folks, I'll get to see you guys here in about an hour. All right, so I think they got the Skype thing handled. They were talking about they're in Delaware. They started residential. They started in 2012. When did we first meet? Was it a year or two ago?
It was a year ago, actually.
It was a little over a year ago. We were on our way to Florida sometime around November of 2019. And we were kind of stuck in our business, and we were trying to find like trying to find ways of getting unstuck, I guess. So we were Googling or we were looking at YouTube, and we were just kind of trying to see if there was any, we weren't looking for a coach or anything like that, but we were just kind of looking for something to listen to on the drive to Florida. And then we came across you.
And so for 15 hours straight, I was like, he gets us.
So what I'm hearing is he wasn't great, but he beat the heck out of talking to each other. We didn't want that. So we knew.
So for 15 hours, there was Mike and our speaker in our car. And then for 15 hours back, it was you again in our car.
I just made a thing. I'm like, we are going to get with this guy somehow and like help us. And we were doing everything though. We were doing construction cleanups, janitorial, commercial, like you name it. If somebody had money, we took it. And Daisy was waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning, throwing up from stress. And I'm telling you, it was something else.
And so right shortly after we got back from Florida, we got on a call with you. And I actually didn't even realize that Dylan had set up the call with you. And when you called, he's like, you've got to get on this call with me. And I was like, totally against it. And he's like, no, you've got to get on this call with me. And then there you were on the other end. And then we've been with you since.
And I remember from my perspective, you guys were just doing everything. I remember you were like, because we started getting into your business and I was like, what's your revenue? I forget if you were at the high, I think you were kind of at the low season. I can't remember if you were high or low, but it was like a third or triple. Like it would go up and down by that much. Is that, am I remembering right? Or am I totally making that up?
Yeah. So we went from 2 to 4 employees in the winter to, I think our highest was like 20, 24.
And this wasn't regular growth. This was every year from 2 to 4 up to 20 or 30, back down to 2 to 4, back up to 20 or 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had, luckily we had for the most part stopped cleaning. We were still having to go out here and there. We couldn't find employees. So it was just a nightmare doing that.
Yeah. So I remember, and I get it for guys and gals, like, all right, how does this affect me? How can I like make my business better? The one thing I love about Dylan and Daisy is just massive coachability, right? So there is, if anyone had a reason to go, but you don't understand, like my business is different, it would have been these guys. And I'm sure they did for a little, right? Like it's okay that at the beginning when we're saying like, hey, you have to make radical changes to get radical changes. Sure you guys were, there was some pushback, but at the end, and so funny, you said it's not even been 2 years. Like, I feel like it's been a couple of years. Like I've seen the massive growth with you guys. So I'm like, it had to have been a couple of years, but if it was, we're recording this February, 2020, if we met November, 2019, that's like a year and 3 months, which is nutballs. Cause I feel like you guys have gone through just a world of growth. Like, I can't believe we got that much done in 15 months. So, hold on. We got to check it with everyone. So Jason says, and this is why I love Jason. I can make a gentleman's bet with him. And he's honest. He goes, Kim's at the bid. I'm in the room sick as a dog. He doesn't win. So he's not, we didn't stop the whole, Kim could still win stakes for you. If she jumps in and says hi for 10 minutes, she wins. But poor Jason, I feel bad. I just saw him yesterday jump on the plane looking not sick. And now he's sick. Denise is here. Avery and Ashley in the house. Good to see you. Maurice, my favorite Canadian, which is saying a lot because you guys know I don't like Canadians. Maria says hello from UK in the bath. Maybe I will do the next time I have guests, we'll both be in the bath and not together like we are now, like separate baths in separate places. That might be fun. All right. So you guys had to go through a whirlwind of emotions when we came in because we moved you from, or not we, you guys moved yourselves from going from 2 or 3 employees or 4 employees at a low end of the year to a high end of 30 employees or 25 employees. I remember you had, it wasn't like, well, it's great when we're busy and terrible when we're slow. It was terrible when you were slow because you're starving and bored, and then terrible when you're busy because Daisy's waking up with them and I like to vomit because she's so stressed out.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, we had no way to dial anything up. We had no employees. I mean, it was just, we basically, it was a warm body syndrome, taking whoever would show up, and it was a nightmare. We had no way of tracking it. Well, we just didn't do anything we should have been doing.
Yeah.
And we felt way out of our league. And I remember being on the calls with you when we first signed up. And every time you would say something about how to create a system. And every time in my head, I'm like, you have no idea. We're so seasonal here. We're so different than everyone else. And everything's just changed now.
So I love how I'm trying to give Dylan credit for going, not saying my business is different. He's like, oh, I was just thinking it. I didn't say it out loud. But in my mind, I was like, you don't understand. My business is different. Go ahead, Daisy. What were you going to say, sister?
Well, the one thing, the first thing that we really took from the coaching that you gave us was the employee attraction. And once we got that in, because we can understand how you kept saying you've got to continue to hire and hire and hire. And we're like, but we don't have any jobs. And we don't have any, so there was like that cycle. And then once we just said, okay, you know what, let's trust him and let's just keep hiring, or at least, you know, get our employee attraction thing out there. And so we did. And then now it's like, we don't stress over if people quit, if they don't work out, if we don't have, you know, it's funny how that works. Well, yeah.
Two people ended up going on another road, and one of them was with us over a year, 2 years.
Almost. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, we already have three people starting, and so it's just like nonstop, no stress.
Yeah.
So how much were you guys still filling in cleaning when we first talked, at least in the busy season?
In the summer, we were here and there. But really the thing was just the stress of having to manage everybody. And not know what we're doing. but so every now and then, and I'm thinking that two or three times a season, we would fill in, we haven't done that since we met with you, I don't think.
Okay. So you were doing a little cleaning, but that wasn't the main problem. The main problem was just this massive scale and crash every mm-hmm. year.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, this will be interesting because I'm really glad that you're talking about this, because we get, I don't know, 1 in 10 is probably like this, especially if they're on the East Coast or they do vacation rentals or they're in any sort of, there's lots of folks where this would be their scenario where it's like, and they feel exactly like Dylan felt in terms of, you don't understand, this is my market, there's no other way. So how did you, well, first of all, when we first started talking, how many employees did you guys have? Because were you in busy, November would have been slow season, correct?
Yeah.
I think we went to Florida. I think we had two.
Yeah, we had two of our regular employees at that time when we went to Florida.
Just to show you the 2018 difference. This year we have nine.
Yeah.
In the same time of year. So
And revenue wise, are you up, down, about the same? I mean, we know obviously it's not going so far up and so far down, but like year over year.
Yeah, Mike. Well, after meeting with you, we reluctantly were very scared to do this, but we got rid of just junk accounts that we thought were making us money, but that was the cause of all the stress. It was about $150,000 worth of non-niche cleaning that we were doing. And this year, not only did we make the same amount of money back from our niche, in good revenue with 20% profit, we were also able to exceed our growth from last year, which if you would have asked me last year, I would have bet you $1 million. There's no way we're going to get this back, you know, because we're residential. We know we have to get one at a time. And man, it was like magic. As soon as we switched our mindset, it just took off and everyone keeps calling us.
And we're definitely going to talk about mindset, because Chris said, hey, Mike, how did they end up breaking their old mindset? Which is a great question, Chris. But before we do, I just want to sum up what I thought I heard you say so I can make sure, hey, I got an audience out of it. So what I hear you saying, we got together. I said, hey, take $150,000 a year of revenue out of your business and throw it in the garbage. Tell them to piss off. And it's not like you guys were a several million dollar business where that was, you know, 10% or 5%. That was a real amount for you guys, correct? Fair?
Yeah.
That was a good amount.
Yeah, we're going good $500,000, you know.
Close to it. Yeah.
That's a third, give or take, right? Like it was not 5 or 10% of your business. It was like 30 or 40% of your business. It was real money. And what I thought I heard you say is we were able to get rid of that. You say it wasn't niche, which is not great for focus, but for you guys, it was really, in my humble opinion, wasn't profitable either in money or in time, right? It was, they were just ringing you guys out in terms of that's where, you know, 30% of your business and 99% of your stress was coming from. So you got rid of those.
Exactly.
With the fear that it wouldn't come back, but the trust, or you wouldn't have done it, that it would. Or maybe you guys are so miserable, you're like, F it. I still don't believe that they're going to come back, but I don't care. I can't live like this anymore. I'd rather have a smaller company that doesn't make me ill than a bigger one that makes me hate myself and my life and my business. And within a year, you got that back plus more. And profit wise, same profit, double profit, where are we at? And then we're going to talk about that for sure.
We were about maybe 10. And this is averaging out between all the accounts. We were about 10, realistically 10.
And I'm guessing profit. Averaging out between the accounts and the months. I'm guessing in the slow months, you might have had to write a check for the privilege of staying in business. Yeah. And then you have to like work your finances really well. So in the big months, we're squirreling away all our cash to, I mean, is that, am I feeling it right? Or?
Yeah, we were pulling out of savings to make it through the winters usually with the overhead that we have. So,
So we went from 10% profit that was unmanageable, right? Because cash flow wise, you have to loan money to the business 6 or 8 months out of the year. And then hopefully you get it all back, plus pay back your loan. Plus, God forbid you make a profit of 10% on the whole year, those 3 or 4 months that were busy. Now we're at 20%. So the profit's doubled of a larger amount because we got back the $150,000 and more. And not only is Daisy, God forbid, waking up in the middle of the night to throw up because she's so stressed out, you guys either fake it really good or you're pretty like, there's, you know, the Ewings travel, right? There's things in your life that are different.
I'm wondering what to do with all the
we just got on a call with Mariana and we were like, I think the thing now is like, what do we do with all this time now? Because we've got everything pretty much almost systematized 100%.
By the time we go to see you in April, our entire business, this is our goal, is going to be completely systematized and running on its own. And it's kind of scary.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
My goal for all the Millionaire Mastermind folks, one of which now, James, is I believe still in the Philippines with his family who helps him run his company. And I think they're 3 weeks. I'm not sure how long he's going, but they're not fooling around. It's not like a 5-day trip. It's at least two. I think it might be 3 or 4. Okay, so love that in April. Yeah, and my goal for all of you Millionaire Masterminds is when we do, because we do 3 events per year, we get together and share, you know, figure out how to grow, take it to the next level, is for you guys to come for the whatever and then just go, well, at least the ones without kids, right? You got kids, you got to go back. Go, we don't feel like going home. I think we're going to, let's just stay. Like as a la the Johnsons, they go somewhere and they're like, I don't want to go home. Do you want to go home? No, it's cold there. All right, well, let's just stay here. And that's how that goes. you guys can avail yourself of that or not, but I want you to be able to go, well, sure, plane tickets this time, but you know, we don't want to go home. So we'll just go to California. We'll hang out here or whatever. All right. So the big question is, let's do one of each because we don't have a ton of time. One mindset, the big shift that you guys were able to make and how you were able to do it. And then the big physical tactical thing that you did, like we used to do this and then we stopped doing it. So we'll hopefully give a lot of value to everybody on the call. Andrew said, Westside Cleaning says hello from Perth. Love our Australian friends. Andrew says you can sign up for the Ironman with me. Dylan, I know you're half a badass. That might be a thing. And Andrew's one of the elite members. So he's going to be, you'll see him in the alumni here in a couple of weeks.
All right.
So give us, I'll let you guys go first. You can do one each. You can both give one, but one mindset. Actually, let's do both if you don't mind. For each of you, one mindset shift and how you did it.
Oh
how you
gosh.
Went from this one that wasn't working to this other one that wasn't, or that was working. And then one physical thing you did in your business in real life that, you know, kind of the biggest, you know, the low hanging fruit, the easiest shift you were able to make in your mind and in life with the biggest return. And you can have different answers.
For me, the mindset thing actually happened, I think, when we were in Toronto, Toronto for the Canadians. I think when we were talking about what we are and who we are, you know, a lot of times we were thinking that we were just cleaners and we're just cleaning toilets. So that was like the huge mindset, that whole conversation that we had. We're not cleaners, we're entrepreneurs, we're business, you know, we're business owners. We provide jobs for, you know, our employees and all that stuff. So that was like the biggest shift for me. Like I actually stopped looking at myself as a cleaner, I think around that time. Yeah. So that was my biggest mindset amongst other things. And then when Mariana and the other mindset coach came in, that was huge. So
So let me give one thing on that before we move on. I think when we were in Toronto, which is not even a year, I was like 6-7 months ago, I don't think you guys mm-hmm. had cleaned in 6 months. So I don't want Cleaning Nation out there to hear, before she was in Toronto, she was cleaning, and then we taught her how to stop cleaning. What I think Daisy's saying, and if I'm putting words in your mouth, sister, correct me, she's saying, this had nothing to do with me cleaning or not cleaning. Who I was as an identity was a cleaner, and my identity hadn't caught up with my reality. The reality was you had a successful business with employees that did the work. Mm-hmm. You could travel and not clean, but you still self-identified as a cleaner who happened to have some help. Is that correct?
Exactly.
How did you make that shift? What was the thing that hopefully you can maybe help Cleaning Nation make that same shift in their minds once they're done cleaning? You know, step one, get out of cleaning, right? You got to do that. Well, actually, is that true? Maybe you tell me what you think. Is the mindset shift of I'm not a cleaner, I'm an owner first? Or you tell me, how did you make the shift? And do you recommend they make the shift mindset first and then go higher, or higher first and then try and have the mindset catch up?
It was just giving myself the confidence, you know, of telling people who I was, or, you know, even who we are. And then, like I said, it was all of us at the, with the Millionaire Mastermind in Toronto. It was all of us talking about what we all felt and realizing that we weren't alone in that thinking. And then I don't know what it was. I think it was you yelling at us and making us cry.
I would never have done
So, I think that was the biggest thing for me. I can't like pinpoint like exactly what moment it was, but I know it was that weekend.
You just let go of the self-identity of I'm a cleaner that has a business and moved into I own a business that happens to clean is the product that we, or the service that we provide. Love mm-hmm. that. That's great. Dylan, talk to us.
Hey Mark, I was looking through messages, and about a year ago I sent you a message saying, man, I just feel way out of my league. I don't know if I can do this. And I was actually thinking about this, like the shift happened for me when I realized that I was trying to take on everything all at once, and I was really drowning myself, I think, with just the day-to-day things to do, and it was just overwhelming myself with just stuff and tasks and mundane things. And I think my big shift was when I started realizing I can just accomplish one thing at a time. And like I started my week just saying, okay, I'm gonna get this done this week. And then before I knew it, a couple months went by, and all of a sudden I got some big stuff done. And I think that was my mindset shift, was I can do this, you know, I can do this one thing at a time. And then really relying on the support of the other members. They've really become a family, and you realize that you're not alone. And then even with you, like knowing that you've gone through these struggles too. And it's just like, okay, I can do this. And accomplishing one thing at a time, and you feel like you're actually getting stuff done, to me was a big one.
I love that point is of the confidence, because, you know, there's that old, I don't say tired, but a lot of people are hurt, the old Henry Ford thing of, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right.
Yeah.
Right. So if you had that belief of, I'm overwhelmed and I'm not up for the task and I don't know, and no one taught me how to do this, which the no one taught you how to do this was true before anyone taught you how to do it, right? That becomes your reality. And I love that so there's two ways to do it. No one taught me how to do this. I know how to clean, but no one told me how to own a business. So I guess I'll just be cleaner, right? That's one way to go. Or go, if only there were successful people out there like Dylan and Daisy who do know how to do this and are having success and can help me and can share with me. Maybe I could ask them, right? So, and I love that you guys, that so shows your heart when Dylan was like, yeah, I felt like I didn't have the training and I didn't have the experience in this. So I spent 30 hours like a psychopath in a car round trip, like learning and downloading, literally and figuratively downloading to his bone, into his brain, the big stuff. And just so you guys know, Clean Nation, Omar says, tuned in, glad to hear this personal experience. Erica says, I so needed to hear that about tackling one thing at a time. And Dylan's one of my favorite in the Millionaire Mastermind, because he is by far the most similar to me. Like, wait, what? Like, just gone. Like, he's out. anyone out there going, you don't understand me, I can't focus, I'm always doing, you know, 1,000 different things, I can't focus on one thing. I'm guessing Dylan is actually diagnosed ADHD or attention deficit disorder. You have it clear. I'm diagnosed. If a medical professional has not diagnosed you, I, as a non-med, am now diagnosing you. Clearly have that. And
I'm stopping that train now.
Well, not even stopping, because it's a great trait, right? Yeah. It's not like killing it. It's
focused.
Yeah, it's like fire. Like, oh, I got to put out the fire. No, we don't put out the fire. We just like use it in a way that doesn't burn us our house down. We use it in a way to keep it warm, you know?
I turned it into a laser beam instead of a blanket fire.
Yeah, and I'm hearing Marie said confidence. And I got to tell you, guys, gals, that's in addition to the mindset, which is hugely important, that's why we spend so much time on systems. Because when you have a process to follow, and you're like, I know this works. I've seen it. For everyone out there, you can wait until I magically dawn you confident, or you can go, well, look at these guys. They didn't, you know, maybe they had some things that were better than me, and maybe they weren't as far along as I was in other areas in terms of mental or training or money or size, whatever. But if they figure it out, I can figure it out, right? So there are systems and processes out there, and good Lord, if they work for a dummy like me, I promise I can work for you guys. So the trick is just moving from that, I'm a dumb cleaner, no one ever taught me this, and I was born broke and I'll die broke. We got to kill that first, and then we can get into, okay, how would a rich person approach this problem? Or how would a successful person approach this problem? A successful person will go, well, hold on. There's other successful cleaning companies out there. They're doing something, right? They're not magical beasts that have these powers that I don't have to like get clients, right? They've got skills that they worked on. So, all right, we got to shut this thing down, but I'm going to give you each the opportunity. I think we got the mindset. Great. What's the big thing that you did? Jason is your fellow Millionaire Mastermind is requesting the Superman pose from at least Dylan. Although I think,
I'll do it.
Atta good. That is how we, by the way, in the MM group, we see each other. Sometimes there's hugs, but oftentimes it's just the Superman. Like, then we know, like, okay, it's on. So if you see at a live event people doing this to one another across the room, those are probably the Millionaire Mastermind people acting ridiculous at in the morning.
Yeah.
Alex says, you guys are amazing and inspirational. Thank you. They are. I probably have the call somewhere. We should post it if we could and just hear the fear and the,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that without your guys' permission. I have to go find it, but just the transformation. So you guys see what I see in, you know, watching you guys make these huge steps. And even when I'm like, had to be a couple of years, you're like, no, it was like 15 months ago, blows my mind. Yeah. All right. Finish it up with either the big thing that you did that wasn't mindset, the actual change, or any daggum thing that you guys want to say. We'll let you have the last word. Daisy. Well, actually we'll let ladies go first. Daisy, what you got?
Delegating.
Oh, that's my favorite. You get a hug coming next time I see you in April, sister. Delegate. Preach it. Dylan?
Systems. I just can't. Oh, systems. 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 auto systems, if that's a word.
I would go with automated, but auto works. You know, tomato, tomato. It's not Dylan. Yeah. You know, just because English is his first language doesn't mean he knows all the words. All right, guys, gals, if you are like, holy heck, I need that, I want that. I think Dylan and Dan, we got like 10,000 members in the Facebook group. I think they're in there. Yeah. You can try and stalk them. I don't know if they'll respond. That's up to them. You can join our Facebook group if Lindsay wants to put up the link. I don't know what it is, but if you search Grow My Cleaning Company on Facebook, you'll find us. If you go to Grow My Cleaning Company, we just hit our 500th episode of podcasts or lives or videos a couple weeks ago. So you'll find more than 500. Ways to help you. Also, you will get the ability to go to growmycleancover.com. You can sign up for the free on-demand training. At the end of that, you'll have an opportunity to jump on a call, which is exactly what Daisy and Dylan did. And I got to talk to them. I don't get to talk to everyone nowadays as much, but hopefully I'll get to talk to you. Either way, we have every tool and system and process you need to grow your cleaning company. And my favorite, you know, it's so funny. We talked a little bit about money, and I love that you guys, you know, went from making less to making more. But I'm really excited that you went from not having time freedom and being sick about your business and kind of being like, you knew that you were business owners, right? You couldn't go back to a job. I don't think that was ever like in the cards for you, but you would give everything. You're like, we'll starve. We'll give money to our business as opposed to taking it out. We'll physically sacrifice Daisy's health, which I'm sure couldn't have been good for Dylan's health, watching his poor wife crumple up like that. We'll give all of that for a business and, you know, have 3 or 4 months where it's our complete master. And then the rest of the months we're kind of free. Like, we can travel, we can do what we want because there's no work to do, but we're broke, so we can't really afford anything. We're in charge. This thing serves us. It serves us consistently every month. We travel. It's a business that is independent of us, and it serves us and brings us joy, as opposed to just wringing you guys out for time and for money and for everything that you'll give it. All right, guys, gals, you're amazing. Cleaning Nation, go to growmycleancompany.com for all the good stuff, or join the Facebook group. If you ever get to see Dylan and Daisy, say hey, or if you see their Facebook ad, Jared's been doing, our paid traffic guy's been doing ads for them with a picture of them looking super cute. Well, Daisy looking super cute and Dylan looking present, as it is with most of my pictures with my wife. And it's, they've been killing it with that. So, all right, guys, good to have you. Thanks for sharing. Find them in Cleaning Nation, guys. See ya.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.